This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman and you'll get a $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we've got lots to talk about on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We've got some interesting stories to cover. We're going to talk about Maria Sharapova's surprising announcement that she had failed a drug test. She had been taking a drug called meldonium. What's up with that? Is it really a performance enhancer? How does it work? We'll discuss that in just a moment. Also, coming up, we're going to share with you information about a new device which promises to significantly lower blood pressure naturally without the use of pharmaceutical agents. 888-302-3684 is our number. Got lots of time to answer your phone calls. I see our boards are starting to light up. But before we get to that, I'll share with you a story which really illustrates what's wrong with the American diet and ultimately what is going to undermine America's productivity and our potential to succeed in the world. Because what affects the American diet ultimately affects the health of Americans, both physical and mental, and also may undermine our economy. So here are some of the stark facts about the American diet. Headline from this week, half of Americans' calories come from, quote, ultra-processed foods. Ultra-processed foods are even a notch below processed foods. Processed foods, bad enough, but ultra-processed foods are particularly dangerous. More than half of the average American diet is composed of so-called ultra-processed foods, a new study finds. And these foods make up 90% of the excess sugar calories that Americans consume. What are ultra-processed foods? Well, they're concoctions of several ingredients, including salt, sugar, oils, and fats. They're ultra-savory and addictive. They also contain chemicals not generally used in cooking, such as flavorings, direct from the taste laboratories where they formulate ever more enticing, enticing flavorings. Emulsifiers, which have been characterized as having an adverse effect on the microbiome, the bacteria in your intestinal tract, which may have an impact on your metabolism. And other additives designed to mimic real foods. So these aren't real foods. These are faux foods, synthetic comestibles. According to the lead researcher, her name is Eurydice Martinez-Steele, and she's from the School of Public Health at the University of Sao Paulo in Brazil. See, it took a researcher from Brazil to study how bad the American diet is. She says, quote, decreasing the consumption of ultra-processed foods may be an effective way of reducing the excessive added sugar intake in the U.S. You think? Well, duh. Ultra-processed foods include sodas, sweet or savory packaged snacks, candy and desserts, packaged baked goods, instant noodles. You college girls out there, take note. And soups and reconstituted meat products such as chicken and fish nuggets. Chicken and fish nuggets bear little resemblance to their progenitor foods. They're basically ground up animal parts that are highly flavored and then coated with some sort of glutinous breading. By contrast, processed foods in this study are actually better for you. Processed foods are foods made with added salt, sugar, and other substances normally used in food to unprocessed or minimally processed foods, such as canned foods or simple breads and cheese. So the processed foods actually, they actually have at least some real basis in actual food. They're just ultra flavored and seasoned and given added sweetness through additional sugar and cornstarch and so on. In other words, there's one relatively simple way to avoid excessive added sugar: not replacing real food, such as minimally processed foods and freshly prepared dishes and meals, with ultra-processed food and drink products. So what's the answer? Well, people should avoid products that don't require preparation. These are products like packaged soups, instant noodles, prepared frozen dishes and sandwiches, cold cuts and sausages, ready-to-eat sauces and cake mixes. The report was published in the journal BMG Open. It's an online version of the British Medical Journal. They reviewed information from more than 9,000 people. They found that added sugars make up more than 1 in 5 calories in the average ultra-processed food product. So you pick up one of these products, it's going to be 20% added sugar. And that's as much as 8 times higher than the calories from added sugars found in other foods. The recommended upper limit of calories from sugar is 10% of daily calories, but these people are consuming 20%. Even 10% is too much for many people. For example, one serving of a frozen French bread pizza. That sounds good. I could go for one of those right now. Frozen French bread pizza, which I never eat, contains 830 milligrams of salt, 4 different kinds of added sugars, trans fats, and 21 grams of total fat. So there are other more nefarious and insidious problems that lurk in these foods as well, according to this Brazilian researcher. Ultra-processed foods are chemically designed by the food companies to indulge cravings for those foods, and sugar, fat, and sodium are a big part of those formulas. In other words, they are designed to get you hooked. The only way to break the chemical food cravings and slash the intake of chemicals, calories, added sugars, fat, and sodium is to make more food at home from scratch, which is something I've been doing for the past, 75 days or so. Since Christmas Eve, I've been following a paleo diet and making virtually all my foods at home from scratch from natural ingredients. Virtually nothing prepared, not even gluten-free, delectable muffins and bagels. You got to know what's in the dish you and your family are eating for dinner tonight, because if you buy processed or ultra-processed foods, they're literally Trojan horses for harmful chemicals, sugar, and poor quality fats. All right, 888-302-3684 is our number. Let's hear from Darla in Iowa. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. So, Darla, are you eating a lot of ultra-processed foods?
Well, I try not to, but probably some, yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay.
My question has to do with Armour Thyroid. I heard you mention Hillary Clinton's on it, and she and I are the same age, and I've been on it for 20 to 25 years. I take 60 milligrams a day. The reason I went on it was natural, and they were always having to play with the amount on the Synthroid. So what would be a natural alternative that I could take?
Well, Darla, you even sound a little bit like Hillary. Your voice sounds a little like Hillary. I know you may not be happy about that, depending on your political orientation. But, hey, if Hillary's voice gives out, maybe you can do, like people have body doubles, maybe you could be a voice double for her. Okay. Especially when she appears in Iowa, because you have a nice Iowa twang to your voice. And she's a little bit of a vocal chameleon, so she might use your help out there on the stump. So here's the deal. I think that Armour Thyroid is a good alternative for most patients suffering from thyroid problems. However, it has to be carefully administered. And the concern I have for Hillary is that past a certain age, and I see it with some of my patients who, you know, many of my patients have been on Armour, like you, have been on Armour Thyroid for 20 years or more. I've been in practice for over 30 years, so some of my long-term patients have been under my care for quite a long time. And sometimes as patients get older, they become a little bit more prone to arrhythmias, rapid heart rate, even atrial fibrillation. And I'm actually working with a patient right now who very satisfactorily, very happily was put on Armour Thyroid. It just revolutionized her life, turned her around. I did this around 15 years ago. And on the same dose, she's done fine. But then on a recent exam in my office, I checked her pulse, and her pulse was kind of racing. Now, is it due to the Armour Thyroid? You know, probably not. But you have to be more careful when you're using Armour Thyroid because it's a little bit has a little bit more of the potential to trigger arrhythmias. And so the case with Hillary is that she's also on a blood thinner. She may be at higher risk of a stroke. And so that's a potentially volatile combination, potential for stroke, potential for arrhythmia in an older woman, you know, pushing 70. Mm-hmm. I would say that, you know, there are some concerns about her her health status, not to say that, you know, it can't be properly managed. So for you, you just need careful follow-up and management. You could be happily on Armour Thyroid till you're 92, but you may need some dose adjustment. I would be a little bit more conservative. One of the things that Medicare has done is that they've made it harder for doctors to prescribe Armour Thyroid to Medicare patients. They deny reimbursement. They send doctors letters sometimes saying, gee, why are you having your patient on Armour Thyroid? We consider this a dangerous medication for people over 65. And I think if properly done, it's quite safe, quite effective. Some patients on regular thyroid, on Synthroid or levothyroxine, just don't get the benefits that you get from natural thyroid. So that's my take.
Well, I have to go to Canada now to get it.
Yeah, you see how they're making it? Yeah, it's like almost like you're like a renegade in order to get the medication that makes you feel good.
So you think as long as my heart rate's okay, I can continue? Okay.
Absolutely. You know, I think it's fine. You just need careful monitoring. And there may be a point where you may want to be a little bit more conservative. You may want to go down to 45, you know, if you're not feeling too lethargic or exhausted because your dosage was reduced. Just a little bit of a caution flag on that in, older individuals. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling, darling. Thank you for listening to our program. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Remind you a couple of great podcasts this week. We did one on the subject of prostate cancer and natural treatment for prostate cancer with the producer of a new movie on prostate cancer. So check it out. drhoffman.com for daily podcasts. This is the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We've got daily podcasts available as well on the internet. All right. Maria Sharapova, tennis star, revealed this week that she had failed a drug test at this year's Australian Open. And she kind of got ahead of it because otherwise she would have been censured and possibly banned from the sport. Or even worse, losing all those lucrative ad deals, endorsement deals that she would get as a tennis star. So what's up with that? What is meldonium? Meldonium is also known as mildronate. That's a drug that Sharapova has been taking since 2006. It's a drug that lots of Russian athletes have been using. By some estimates, as many as 17% of Russian athletes tested were found to have meldonium in their system. And no wonder. It's manufactured in Latvia, which is a Baltic country. And it's only distributed in Baltic countries and Russia. It's not approved by the Food and Drug Administration for use in the USA. But you can get it over the internet. It purports to increase blood flow, which is something that theoretically should improve exercise capacity in athletes. And there is some evidence, but kind of sketchy evidence, that it actually works, that it can actually enhance performance. So sometimes athletes on a wing and a prayer take something, they think it helps them, maybe there's a placebo effect. Interesting mode of action. How does it work? I kind of did a little deep dive and checked it out. It is a synthetic analog of carnitine. Carnitine is actually something that's heart healthy, or so it would seem. But by being an analog of carnitine, it actually blocks the effects of carnitine on the heart. Now, you might think that would be bad, but the research suggests that by blocking carnitine in the heart, you may reduce the dependency of the heart on fat oxidation, using fat as a fuel, and thus enhance the uptake of glucose or blood sugar by the heart, thus improving heart performance and improving endurance. So it's kind of weird because carnitine we think is a heart healthy thing. So why block carnitine to improve endurance? That would go against everything that we now say about carnitine as a heart performance enhancer. But whatever it is, the stuff has never been legal. It's just not illegal. In banning it, what they've done is they've sort of moved the goalposts. And the situation with Maria Sharapova is a little bit like the situation with Hillary Clinton, where the documents once classified or thought unclassified are now classified, thus getting her in trouble. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System. A complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers. If you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news about a new effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease of 10% or more in systolic and diastolic blood pressure. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to TryZonaNow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or TryZonaNow.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684 is our number. And stand by for what I think is going to be a very exciting interview about a natural intervention for hypertension that really works and is not based on pharmaceuticals. But first this, chondroitin supplementation helps ease osteoarthritis pain. You know, we've seen studies back and forth on whether glucosamine chondroitin works for treating knee arthritis and various forms of arthritic pain. So the word is finally in. After an exhaustive meta-analysis, researchers searched 7 databases and all studies to date to find studies which could shed light on the question, does chondroitin work for osteoarthritis? So they found 43 randomized controlled trials that comprised nearly 5,000 participants who were treated with chondroitin. Compared to participants who were either given a placebo or something like a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. And what they found was that consistently the participants treated with chondroitin had statistically significant less pain in the studies that lasted less than 6 months compared to placebo. And even in the studies lasting longer than 6 months, pain scores were lower. But it was the effects were not as dramatic as in the short-term studies. So based on the results of this review, chondroitin does work and can safely be used to relieve osteoarthritis pain. And they say it should be considered a first-line treatment choice. So, you know, finally, the word is in. Glucosamine chondroitin does work. And, you know, frankly, it doesn't work for everyone. And part of the reason why it doesn't work for everyone, improper dosing, inconsistent use. Sometimes you have to double up, but it really does do the trick for arthritis. All right, this is disconcerting. So many people on antidepressants, by some estimates, a quarter of women on antidepressants. Here's a problem. Antidepressants are linked to tooth implant failure. That can't be good, because what in the heck are antidepressants doing to bone health in the jaw to impair healing of tooth implants? So what they found was that antidepressants commonly used to treat anxiety, pain, and other disorders quadruple the risk of dental implant failure, according to a new study. Each year of antidepressant use doubled the odds of failure. Wow, that is a very profound impact on something important, maybe the tip of the iceberg of a phenomenon where antidepressants interfere with bone health. And actually, there are some studies that suggest that antidepressants have an impact on osteoporosis. So we got to look out for that as a potential consequence of our, you know, virtually indiscriminate use of antidepressant medications. Yes, they have a place. And no, I'm not inalterably opposed to the use of antidepressants where appropriate, where everything else fails. But we have to look at the potential consequences, and this is a big one. So think dentists should be aware of this as they contemplate doing dental implants, which are ever more popular, an expensive procedure, but more and more people are opting for dental implants. And the use of an antidepressant could interfere with the success of a dental implant. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. But before we get to callers, we've got a fascinating interview coming up with the developer of a natural approach to hypertension. So listen up. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Better health shouldn't be left to chance. Smart choices to living longer and stronger include making Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract a part of your daily routine. For years, medical researchers have recommended adding Kyolic to the diet as a powerful tool to enhancing overall heart and immune health. Recent clinical studies at UCLA Medical Center using Kyolic suggest that garlic may slow plaque formation in the arteries and support healthy cholesterol and homocysteine levels. Previous research also shows Kyolic may enhance your immune system defenses. Kyolic is organic, odorless, and the only antioxidant garlic supplement available worldwide. Maintaining a healthier you could extend your life. Your wellness begins with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com, that's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com, or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, the other night I was kind of stuck. I didn't have access to any food, but I did have a ripe avocado in my bag, and I thought, okay, great, this will tide me over. And avocados are a great snack food or a great addition to a daily diet, especially if you're trying to go natural, because nothing more natural than an avocado. It's also rich in fat and filling. It's rich in fiber, lots of vitamin E and other beneficial nutrients. And so it was that I checked out a new study on the effects of avocado-enriched diets on plasma lipoproteins. That's the title of the article. It's a meta-analysis, which means it's based not just on one study, but they pooled together the data from numerous studies to arrive at these conclusions. This just came out last month. And what they found was a dramatic reduction in cholesterol, a reduction in triglycerides, a reduction in LDL cholesterol, without any change in HDL, beneficial HDL. So the conclusion is avocado-substituted diets significantly decrease cholesterol, LDL, and triglycerides. Substituting dietary fats with avocados versus adding to the free diet should be the primary recommendation strategy. Yeah, put an avocado into your daily diet and you can lower your cholesterol and reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease. All right. Now here's something I've long anticipated. It's an opportunity to talk to Steve Wood, who is president of Zona Health. And he's going to talk to us about something I'm tremendously excited about. It's a natural intervention, no drugs, that can dramatically impact high blood pressure. Steve's president of Zona Health. He got to his position as a result of his long study of how he could control his own blood pressure in a scientifically based natural way. Along the way, he discovered the basis for the Zona Plus therapy. He's received 11 patents on the therapy in the U.S. and around the world, and he's been a team member for research in three countries. He's led the recent effort to get an FDA clinical trial approved, and he's so imbued with excitement about this that he helped start Zona Health, and he's made it his life mission to bring blood pressure down safely. So welcome, Steve. It's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman. Glad to be here.
It's okay. So, well, tell us, how did you stumble upon this principle?
Well, it was an accidental find. I am a private pilot. We have to have flight physicals every couple of years. And my doctor told me that my blood pressure was starting to climb. If I didn't get it under control, he wanted to put me on drugs. I didn't want to do that. I happened to hear a Paul Harvey spot. He was visiting Oshkosh, which is an aviation deal, and said, hey, there's this experimental device that you should keep your eyes on. And I researched it, called the company. Dr. Wiley, who actually invented it, had come out of some Air Force research trying to help fighter pilots avoid G-force blackout. And so I tried this this clinical sort of clunky thing. And it dropped my blood pressure 27 points systolic and 20 diastolic. And that's the start.
Well, fabulous. So what does it actually consist of? I've been test driving the Zona Plus, but I don't have high blood pressure. So I found it. It's a doable procedure, involves investment of time of, what, about 5 minutes a day with a device. Can you describe what that entails?
Sure. So it's a small handheld computerized device, standalone, so you can do it wherever you travel or that type of thing. And the essence of it is you take, put in your right hand, you squeeze as hard as you can for about 1 or 2 seconds. You rest for a short period. Then you squeeze as hard as you can with your left hand. That sets the device because each day your body changes its, you know, its strength, its capabilities.
So you calibrate important. It every day. In other words, and it's different strokes for different folks. Somebody, one person may have like massive grip, another person may be a little weaker, more elderly with arthritis has a weaker grip. So it's according to your own grip strength.
Yeah, exactly. And so, because you're going to find an 80-year-old and a 20-year-old are vastly different. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so what it does then is calculate two-minute therapies on each hand, and it's a static hold at a certain percentage, and basically there's a very narrow window that causes a triggering response in your body, changes a bunch of factors in your body, and it takes most people 4 to 8 weeks to see significant results, but when they do, they're fabulous.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out whether it's an isometric exercise, because it does involve some strength and some precision to hold it at the, because you get constant feedback from the device. The device tells you too hard, too weak, and it's sort of like you have to learn to hold it with the proper grip strength. Or is it biofeedback, or is it that it's a, like an isometric training exercise, or is it a combination of both?
You know, I think everything in life has a certain amount of biofeedback to it, but the FDA has told us that this is not a biofeedback device. And interestingly enough, when we do it, we have versions of it that are placebos for the clinical trials.
Right.
And they show no response whatsoever, not even a placebo effect.
Okay.
So what we're trying to do is we're trying to change endothelial function. We're trying to change the vagal tone of your body. And we're getting pretty amazing results.
Okay, so it's not a one-shot. You don't do it, obviously, you know, once or for a week. It's a process. How long does it usually take for people to achieve results with blood pressure?
So you're going to do this once a day, 5 days a week. It's going to, including the rest periods, it's going to take you about 12 minutes a day, mm-hmm. 5 days a week. And it depends on your body's, you know, physiology on how fast you respond. The quickest I've seen somebody respond is about 2.5 weeks. But mm-hmm. most people fall in the 4 to 8 week range. And we've had a couple people that took longer than that. That's why we guarantee it the way we do. We give people 3 months to try it so that they got plenty of time.
So tell us about the guarantee, because, you know, it's a little bit of an investment. You got to, you know, purchase a device, and you want to make sure that it's appropriate for you or that you can use it and that it works. So what's the deal?
Well, I think what we want is people to try it and see if it works, because if it does, it's your cheapest option, obviously. But the guarantee is this. You know, if you buy one, we'll ship it to you. Shipping's included. You try it out for 3 months. If it doesn't satisfy you, literally if you don't like the color, if it doesn't satisfy you, if it doesn't do what you want with blood pressure, if you just decide at the end of the day you can't devote 12 minutes, 5 days a week to it, just ship it back to us, call us, get a return authorization, ship it back to us, and no hassle, no difficulty at all, automatic credit.
Okay, that sounds like a good deal, true money-back guarantee. So what are the clinical trials showing? Because, I mean, these results are stupendous. I mean, because if they invented a new drug that reliably drops blood pressure by even 10 points, that would be just a multi-zillion-dollar drug, and, you know, call your broker, invest in the company. What are the results that we're seeing usually in the clinical trials that you've undertaken?
We've seen a very consistent result base, almost 100% success at significant drops. The Journal of Hypertension, which is sort of the leading journal in hypertension, the Journal of Hypertension did an analysis of a multitude of studies, And what they said is we should see about a 14.8 average drop in systolic. And to give you a rough idea, what the Journal of Hypertension then said is that you'd see a reduction in strokes population-wise, 46%, 29% reduction in cardiovascular events if we just did that. But we've seen even much higher results. We've got people that have told us about pretty amazing stories. And they're all apocryphal, but the clinical trial averaged 14.8.
Wow. So, okay, well, let's say, unlike you, you know, you wanted to avoid going on blood pressure medication. There are many people, you know, I think the statistics show that virtually half the population over the age of 60 is taking one antihypertensive medication or more. So it's a universal problem. But let's say someone is desirous of weaning off their hypertensive medication. Can they use the device, or does the device have the potential to lower their blood pressure too much, dangerously so?
You know, it's one of the great things about this. It's technically a lifestyle intervention. It is something that your body needs and wants, but because of that, it lowers your blood pressure. I've never seen it lower it too much naturally. But what we do say is this: if someone's on medication, you know, that to watch for a lightheaded feeling, because we've had a few people that it dropped their blood pressure when combined with medicines,
right,
dropped their blood pressure quite a bit. It's called hypotensive, as you know. And we immediately talk to your physician and start dealing with that right off the bat.
But that's a good thing. It should only be that you can, you know, it's so effective that you need to be on less high blood pressure medication.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's this little area of isometrics. You know, normally isometrics, you know, if you went and did a squeeze ball or something like that,
yeah,
you can get about a 2 or 3 millimeter drop if you do it consistently a lot.
Yeah, let's say people say, you know, I don't want to buy the Zone. It sounds like a good idea. I'm going to just get myself a, you know, they out here back east, they call them Spalldines. You know, people play stick balls, so these little pink balls. What if you just squeeze the ball?
Yeah.
I mean, is that going to help?
It's probably good for the strength of your grip, but it's not going to do anything significant for your blood pressure.
Okay, so it's a device that's really researched, programmed. It gives you exact feedback on your grip strength, and it's really quite ingenious technologically, because it's got a little screen. It tells you where the grip's too hard, too weak. I found it very easy to use, you know, takes you right through the routine. So what's our Intelligent Medicine take-home message for our listeners? How can they get more information about this? How can they get a hold of the device? And I think there's a special offer to Intelligent Medicine listeners, right?
There is, Dr. Hoffman. So the device shipping software, by the way, so you can track what you're doing, how you're doing it.
Yeah, you can monitor on a computer. You can share information with your doctor or with peers who are using the device.
Yep, you can do all of that. So you just go to tryzonanow.com. And tryzonanow.com is going to bring you up the information that you want to see. Special offer there is $50 discount plus free shipping, and we ship it out FedEx to you. So it's a good discount. Tryzonanow.com, or you can call toll-free 866-669-9662. Those last four digits are Zona, Z-O-N-A. So 866-669-ZONA.
Okay.
That'll get you to us.
That's a lot of sixes. 866-669-9662. That's the way I like to say it. So any final notes on Zona in the remaining time that we haven't covered?
You know, I think the biggest thing is that whatever you do, take care of your blood pressure. We recommend all the things that you do, Dr. Hoffman: eating well, hydrating, sleeping well. But quite frankly, as we age, we need more. And this is a pretty amazing thing that's producing exceptional results with really good feedback. You know, if you try it, the old slogan, if you try it, you'll like it. And we guarantee it.
Yeah, it's certainly worth it. I mean, some people exercise for hours on end every week. This involves you consecrate about 10 minutes or so of time daily. And I don't even think you have to do it every day. You say you're shooting for 5 of 7 days per week. So, you know, say you're got a busy day and you have to skip, you can still get by with 5 of 7 days, correct?
Yes, it's correct. And one of the things people say, I got to go bicycle for 30 minutes or run,
right,
or whatever else, all of which are good, but aerobic exercise is 6 to 8 millimeter drop. And most people don't have 30 minutes a day, and they don't want to get all sweaty. This is something you can do sitting in your chair.
Absolutely. All right, so what's going on in terms of further clinical trials? Because I know that you've been really good about pursuing research on this. Anything in the works?
We have several things going on right now. University of Michigan is doing a pretty interesting study. We've just got one back from the University of Berlin Charité, and I don't know enough details, but it drops triglycerides by 20+%.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. It is interesting. I can't wait to get all the details of it. There's a large study going on in Belgium. There's one going on in Brazil. This thing's starting to really take the world by surprise, and studies are popping up everywhere. We had 2 requests last week from people wanting to start studies on their own. 25 publications now, Mayo Clinic, Harvard Heart Letter, American Heart Association are all saying 10%.
Like I say, it's the real deal. So check it out. It's 866-669-9662 for the Zona Plus, 866-669-ZONA. And the website is tryzonanow.com, correct?
That's correct, Dr. Hoffman.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve Wood. And, you know, I got to say, I'm just really excited about the potential for this product to revolutionize natural treatment for high blood pressure. It's one thing to take supplements, diet, exercise, but this really adds value. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.